Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects, from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Omi.
This is Anna.
And here we go, folks. This is our last episode for 2024.
Yay!
I can't believe that.
I know.
I don't believe it. I feel like we have one more left.
I mean,
we have one more left than us.
I still feel like it's 2022.
I know.
What?
I feel like this is enough. We've done more than enough.
It's fine. What do you mean, out of all the numbers you choose, 2022?
Yeah. I don't know. 2020 has been a long year.
Oh, yeah.
It's not 2020.
That is absolutely true. 2020. The 2020s have been a long year.
Especially since it's 2024.
Yep. But yeah, well, folks, as we do traditionally for this podcast, we do our recap for what our predictions were for 2024, for the year, and then we'll go over and see who was right and who was wrong. This year, we are doing it a little differently. Every year, I'm the one that usually says the list and tell people who's right or wrong. This time, I want to be kept in the dark myself, so I didn't look up their predictions. I only did mine. Everybody did their own.
I got everything right. So let's move on. Next. Who wants to go next?
So we shall go over this together, individually.
Together.
Since Anna was first on the chat, Anna, would you like to go first?
Really? No, because I don't understand the rules.
We're just reviewing the ones from last year.
Oh wait, we're reviewing the ones from
last year. By last year.
How many times have we done this and we still don't understand the rules?
I don't understand the rules.
We're doing 2024.
Albert, how long have we been doing this? 9 years now?
But this is only like my third year. And honestly, I'm really shocked Albert is letting me go first because he told Jiaming he could talk about his favorite stuff.
We're not talking about next year's prediction. We're talking about reviewing this year's
but he doesn't like to let us go
first. So you're confused going forward and going backwards.
Okay.
A constant state of confusion.
So basically, I'm going over my predictions and whether I bombed it or not, right?
You know, this isn't absolutely true that I always go first because I don't want you guys to go first. I always go first because I have to be the guy setting the example of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to remember how it goes.
Also, I want to mention the stakes of this podcast is very, very low. We're not in the prediction business. We're not Nostradamus. We're not Asian Nostradamus. You know,
There are no prizes at the end. Just boasting rights.
We're not wearing prizes. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Just boasting rights.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so Anna, you go first.
Here you go. My prediction is from 2024. Go ass. I'm just laughing at myself. Wow. Okay. Des Moines Instagram gets sued by Taylor Swift. That did not happen.
Who's Des Moines?
What an epic fail. Des Moines is, well... It was a very popular gossip Instagram account.
Is this past tense? Are they not around anymore?
No, they are, but they're not that popular anymore. They kind of lost like the luster of things, and now they kind of just they're stupid. but you know, considering all the Taylor Swift gossip they were throwing here and there, Taylor Swift still did not go after them this year, so I'm shocked. Because they, you know, according to them, Taylor and Travis are married, have three kids, all that stuff. But Taylor apparently hasn't been too preoccupied with what they're saying. So she's
making that billions and billions of dollars. So I think
she's busy. Yeah. All so right. She's not suing them for a dollar.
And I think she's also doing the whole thing where if she acknowledges them, she's validating their existence.
That's true. All right. So my next prediction was, wow, I had a lot of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift gets engaged to Travis. That did not happen.
That's news to me.
But their, you know, supposedly PR contract did leak a few months ago. So I'm kind of intrigued by that because, I mean, obviously we all knew like there was some sort of contract. But
Wait, what?
PR relationship. Come on, guys. The next one was Taylor and Travis red carpet debut at the Grammys. That did not happen. They have yet to make a red carpet debut.
All right.
Which true.
That's a lot of twists. Taylor Swift. Is there more?
Oh, No, that was it. For the Taylor. There was a lot of Taylor going on, you know. Grey's Anatomy finally announces final season. That did not happen.
Really?
That
did not happen?
They extended it.
It will not stop. Wow. It will literally never stop. Just with, keeps on going.
I think I mentioned this last year when I heard about this. It's still 100% less Grey, even in Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Well, the hospital is called Grey.
That's it. It's called Grey's Anatomy. No Gray.
Yeah, exactly. She left. So okay.
Isn't there a thing where her daughter or her son take over? Isn't that a thing? Isn't that franchise?
I think that's gonna happen.
My gosh. Are you serious?
I was joking.
It's like James Bond, but I'm sure it's gonna happen.
They could do a twist and like have the next season based like 25 years later, and then it definitely will be her daughter.
Or yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're literally writing this for them. Okay. At this point, that's what's gonna happen. Yeah.
All right. At some point, she drops the scalpel. Her son. 25 years if she picks it up and stuff. Come on, man.
Yes.
It's all there.
Look at that.
It's all there.
That's literally, that's a whole another 10 years from the show. Wow.
Oh, God. Good I Lord. Just want the show to be over. This is like Days of Our Lives, you know? Yeah. Like
it could be a sci-fi show. It's 10 years in the future or 25 years in the future.
Yeah. Wow. Honestly, I'm okay with that. I'd be okay with that. Make it more sci-fi. Hulu cancels the Kardashian show. Apparently, they have not canceled the Kardashian show, so we're still
are still watching that.
I know, it's shocking, isn't it?
Oh my God, there's like enough drama happening, you know?
We're like watching enough that to keep the show going, because it's like who is even following them anymore?
I will say this. My understanding, they've been dethroned at Hulu. Number one this year was the other reality show, the Mormon show.
The
Mormon wives thing.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives.
Oh, I'm completely on the loop here.
That went crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
supposedly
viral.
That was their number one show for the year. Mm-hmm. It was that Shogun and then like Bear was bad. But in some order. But the Mormon show was number one at Hulu.
No, Kardashians are kind of like an afterthought now. But they're not canceled, so they're still there. All right, next one up. This is my dream that did not happen. Tom Holland announces retirement from acting.
Yeah, more than anything else, he doubled down. I think
he really did double down. You know what? I will say this. His look for that Romeo and Juliet play, I don't know what it was.
Dumb.
It actually kind of worked for him. The hair, he's never had the hair down. But I think for whatever reason, that cut of the hair, like, I don't know.
It just kind of worked.
I don't know. There was a lot where I'm like, okay, maybe I like Tom Holland the person. I just don't like Tom Holland the actor. But him and Zendaya are so freaking adorable. So I'm all about it.
My understanding is he's going to be in, they won't come out next year, but he'll be starring in three big movies, right? Spider-Man 4. The Christopher Nolan movie, and there's a third one I'm forgetting.
We should really stop talking about Tom Holland now.
Yeah, he lined up like three big roles.
He didn't
have a good year because he didn't get really good reviews for that Romeo and Juliet. The Juliet lady did, but he didn't.
The only thing where I was like, kind of like, wow, you really didn't step up for your like coworkers when she was getting bashed, but he probably has his reasons and whatever. But I'm not going to be watching three major movies next year, apparently. Selena Gomez will take a break from social media three times. She actually only took two breaks of social media.
Just to spite you, Anna.
Yeah, so she only took two. Okay, two. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, but for the record, listeners, we still have like 16 days left as of this recording. So if Selena Gomez does quit social media for another time,
I still win.
Then Anna still gets a point, yes.
You know, considering she just got engaged to Benny Blanco, maybe she will be like, you know, I'm just going to take a break because I'm so happy I'm engaged. Blah, 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 blah. So there's still a chance.
So listeners, just keep that in mind. They
could break up somewhere down the line before the new year and then she just takes a break.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. 16 days.
So listeners, keep that in mind when you listen to this episode. Okay. Go ahead.
It's very interesting the discourse. Everybody's like, Selena looks so happy. And I'm like, really? Like, really?
I know, with Benny Blanco?
Oh, God.
I know.
I have a a quibble about her, but I'm going to save that for next year, about the movie that she's just recently been in. I have a lot of thoughts, but once I watch the movie, I will tell people my thoughts.
Oh, Emily Perez, it's on my
list. Yes, yeah. I'm so pissed, but I will wait.
Oh, sorry. But, I didn't know about this. I didn't know about this controversy. I just found out about it recently, but back in April, I guess that Benny Blanco guy, he got into a shitstorm with the Filipino community, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He made fun of Jollibee stuff.
Yeah, he made fun of Jollibee.
Yeah, he's kind of a gross human being, man.
He sucks. He sucks the person. So whatever.
That's a tough profile, by the way. He should not look to the left or to the right, man. His side profile is very rough. You know what I mean? He's not such a good person.
He looks like a
How many chances does he have? How many chances does he got there?
No, I just, Selena and Benny deserve each other. Just all I'm going to say. Deadpool 3 makes $1 billion worldwide. Did I get that one right?
Yeah.
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
I actually really like Deadpool 3.
Do you guys actually have the number?
Yeah. It's $1 million. There's only two movies past $1 billion this year. It's Inside Out 2 and Deadpool.
Here, I'll get the actual number just for the official thing. 1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Billion!
Yeah.
1.3 billion.
1.3
billion, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I got one, officially.
I got one. Dune 2 makes $600 million worldwide.
Oh, am I looking it up again?
I think they did. No,
that
they
one, did. I don't. That one I don't know off the top of my head. I think it did.
It did. It did.
Okay,
Dune
2. Dune 2, box office mojo.
What was your number? 600?
600.
714 million. So, yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Take that, Albert.
Take it, Albert.
I don't know why you're saying that. I
thought you guys were going to correct. We're going to figure this out before the recording.
No, it's just more fun because we're all in this together.
Okay.
Okay, and then my Bollywood prediction. I think
you just
prediction.
Made fun of Albert for doing the work for you. I don't know where, exactly. I don't know where the energy is coming from. But, all right.
Take that, Albert, for believing in me. Thank you so much.
Okay, but you did Google. I fact checking you. You suck.
There you go. Actually, I'm really mad about this because my pregnancy announcements, the ones that I left off, became true, and the one that I did put in did not come true. But so for my pregnancy announcement for Bollywood was that Katrina and Vicky Kaushal would announce that they're having a baby, but I actually got it wrong. It was the other Bollywood superstar couple. So I'm really bummed out about that, but they're still together, so I'm happy about that. Yay. So yeah, those are my 2024 predictions. I got 2 points.
All right. 2 out of 10, 20%. All right. That's normal for
Take
this
that,
podcast.
Albert.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why you're saying out Albert. Sorry. All
right. Okay. I was next on the chat, so I'll go next. First prediction, Super Bowl. 49ers win the Super Bowl. That's wrong because Kansas City Chiefs won it. That was a pretty good game though.
Wow.
And then
almost they could have won it.
They could have won they it. Could yeah. have. They could have. They could have. My next prediction was Celtics wins the NBA Finals, and I got that right. So yay! My third one is a double whammy. Not double whammy. It's a double guess. Both of them had to be correct. Oppenheimer wins Best Picture, and Christopher Nolan wins Best Director, and that's a yes for both sides. So yeah.
They did.
Both of them did. Yeah. And then the second one was also a double. I got Cillian Murphy wins Best Actor.
DP.
And Emma Stone wins Best Actress. And that's a yes for both of them. So that's a yes. So got that right as well. Number five, I have here Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For wins Best Song. And sure did. That definitely won again. And I'm just running through this, aren't I? Not very interesting choices. But yeah, at least I got some points correct. Number six, I put down here, there will be a new 2025 release date announced for Beyond the Spider-Verse, and that's a big giant no.
Wow.
I believe Sony officially said that they are not releasing Beyond the Spider-Verse in 2025, and they officially said that it will be released before, likely, 2027.
Before I die? Oh, sorry.
It's indefinitely.
Yeah. Number seven, I put that here, Despicable Me 4 will not break $100 million in its domestic box office opening weekend And I put down here specifically Friday to Sunday. And that's a good thing I did because it only made $75 million for Friday to Sunday. So that's a yes. If I put down the whole holiday weekend, then I would have gotten it wrong. But I put down there Friday, Sunday. So that's a yes. That's a correct one. I put down the next one on the list is Virgin Galactic will file for bankruptcy. That actually did not happen. So shocking. So, but no. And then number 9, Novo Nordisk will release an over-the-counter version similar to their prescription-only Ozempic or Wegovy medications. And that unfortunately did not happen.
So next year, man.
Next year. I think Novo Nordisk is just feeling greedy about this, and they're not going to do it. And then number 10, Dogecoin will be above 15 cents by the time we go over these predictions at the end of the last year. The last time it was over that was in February 2022. And right now, it is at 41 cents. So that's a yes on my part as well. So, yay. Looks like I got 6 correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. 6 correct. 60%. 6 out of 10. Woohoo!
I love that for you.
Pretty good.
Yes. Well, I have boring guesses, but yeah. All good. For the points. And next, Jami was next to the chat, so you go next, Jami.
No, sorry. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. What happened? Sorry, I was watching TV again. Sorry. All right, let's see. Again, since we're not, since you guys didn't fact check this, 10 out of 10. Next, you're up, Ruthie. All right, moving on.
Come on.
What happened? What? Who was? Let me hold on. Let's see. The thing, put the phone, I got to press this, tap that. Jami,
you just got to beat my 6 out of 10. That's all you got
to
do.
No, actually, what I had to do was just click. I was literally not paying attention. Anyway, here we go. Oppenheimer, let me see here. Oppenheimer, I did the thing where I had to get all these correct to get a point.
Correct.
Like Albert did and stuff like that. Oppenheimer, Spider-Verse, Boy and the Heron. I don't think that's right. I don't think Spider-Verse won for best anime, right? It actually went to the Boy and the Heron and something else went for best form.
Yeah, so why did you put down Spider-Verse there? What was that for?
Because that was for best animation and stuff like that. But it didn't, I don't think it won though. One of these.
No, Boy and the Heron won. Remember the whole outrage online about how Spider-Verse is robbed, blah, 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 blah.
Right. The thing is, I picked, because anyway, moving on. I didn't get it right. Next thing I had was Dodgers versus Yankees World Series. That's correct. Dodgers win the World Series. That's correct. Lakers versus Celtics. Obviously, that's wrong. Lakers winning it. That's obviously wrong. Niners versus Ravens. That was wrong. Niners winning the Super Bowl. That was obviously wrong. And fun fact, it is December. I still haven't seen the third quarter or overtime of that game. I was so outraged and so stressed. I went walking. I never went back and watched it. I was so bummed out. Yeah.
It was a good game. It was a bummer of a game, but it was a good game though.
Don't be into sports, guys. That's my other takeaway from this year. Don't be into sports. Don't care about stuff. You know what I mean? Next one was the Olympic year. Mm-hmm. I actually got the 3 countries right, but I had to get in order. I didn't get the order right, so it's not a point. I had China, U.S., Japan. The actual order was U.S., China, and Japan.
Wow.
So the 3 nations were, the top 3 were correct, but just not in the right order. So no point there. Trump versus his case against the New York City district attorney thing.
You got that, it right.
I got it right. And then that's it for Trump. Nothing else happened to him the rest of the year. We don't have to worry about that ever again. So I nailed it, guys. Thank you. You can thank me. Thank you. And then the last one was Deadpool 3 being the highest box office of 2024. That was obviously wrong because it ended up being
Inside Out 2.
There you go.
All right. 3 out of 10. 3 out of 10. All right. 30%. That's it. That's average for this podcast. So
I was told there'd be no math, but all right. Again, the stakes of this is very low. Why would I feel any shame about not able to predict the future? I don't understand what the mentality is. I would buy lottery tickets or buy stocks if I could predict the future.
All right. And Ruthie.
Okay. So you sent me my list 2 weeks ago. So I actually did do my homework when I thought the homework was due, which I thought was last week, and it actually wasn't. So here we go. My 2024 predictions. France wins the Euro Cup finals. Nope, Spain won. I actually got to see them in Dusseldorf against Albania. They were actually really good. I don't know how I didn't see that coming. So, Spain won that year. France will make the most medals in the Summer Olympics. Nope, U.S. dominated. So that's 2 for none for me. Eagles win Super Bowl. Nope. I think who won? Was it?
Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's right. I said that Poor Things will win Best Pictures at the Oscars. Nope. Oppenheimer dominated that.
Quick question. Like, how much was the hype for Poor Things in 2023 that you put it as a Best Picture nod?
Everybody was talking about Poor Things.
I think you talked about it a lot, Albert.
Did I really?
You did.
That was when they're...
I watched it because of you.
That was when they're... Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of the other one that came out this year.
Which one?
Never mind. No, the follow-up they did. I mean, if we had the name of the movie.
Kind of Kindness.
Yeah, Kind of Kindness. That's right. That's right. I was thinking... I'm sorry. I got mixed up. Go ahead. Carry on. Ignore that.
Okie dokie. So, nope. That was Oppenheimer. But I called that Emma Stone would win Best Actress, and yes, she did. Mm-hmm. I called that Cillian Murphy would win Best Actor, and yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And then I said Inside Out 2 would have the highest box office for 2024. I think I meant for animated movies.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's still
it doesn't matter. It did well. Yeah. They did $1.69 billion.
I feel like you piggybacked that off my predictions.
I think so. Yeah, I think I did. As I'm going to do with half of the predictions that's coming up.
All right.
Okay, next. Wait, what number is this? 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, okay, I'm number 8 now.
This is the classic. Let her count, Albert.
Let her count down. 1, 2. What's next?
Wait, what time is it?
But Jamig, the next three are classic Rooty predictions. So here we go.
Yes. An asteroid will not hit the Earth in October of 2024.
What is the color of the summer? What happened?
Asteroid. Listen, oh, how was I wrong with this one? This was the one year I said an asteroid would not hit, and an asteroid hit.
Did it really?
Granted, it was small. It wasn't like, you know, a planet killer.
Hold on. So an asteroid did hit the Earth?
Asteroid did hit the Earth, yeah.
I think asteroids hit the Earth all the time.
Don't
they hit, like, all the time?
You mean shooting stars?
Yeah, we get hit with asteroids all the time.
Those are meteorites. Those are asteroids. Meteorites, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is the one year I wish something did hit the flat Earth.
Here's the funny thing. It wasn't even detected up until, hours after it was, after it hit. So, yeah, it was just, like, the third of, like, what could have hit in 2024. So, yeah, the one year that I predicted it's not going to happen, it happened. So, yeah.
But specifically in October 2024, asteroid hit the Earth?
Yeah, was it in October? I didn't write that down.
My note says it hit the Earth in October 2024. Specifically, you put that here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was first discovered on October 22nd.
Oh my gosh. Wow, this is quite a prediction, Ruthie. You should have gone the other way.
Right?
It's almost like I got to give you a point for the fact of this thing.
Yeah.
Wait, but it didn't technically hit until November 2024.
Wait, hold on.
2 hours late. No, it was on October 22nd.
The blue balls of asteroids.
It burnt up over the Pacific Ocean near California.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Actually, if I went the other way, I would have predicted that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, asteroid hit me right now.
I'm getting better at this.
I would say the opposite.
All right. And the next one is also another classic Rudy prediction. Go ahead.
Okay. Rent will go up another 2%. I was so off because last year or the beginning of this year.
Wait, where?
In New York. Okay. Oh, sorry. I meant New York. Yeah. Rent will go up in New York another 2%. I was off by 1%. It actually went up 3%. From 2.75 to 5.25%. So it is very, very, very expensive now to move. And going, like, I was looking at new luxury, not even like super luxury apartment buildings, but for new buildings, studios start at 3,100.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like 425 square feet, the size of my living
room. 3,100?
Mm-hmm.
But according to my notes here, when we did the prediction, it was already 4,000.
I think I was talking about a one bedroom. Were we specific?
Yeah, we were specific because in our notes I put on here right now it's 4,000. So the target goal for you was 40-80.
That had to be a one bedroom.
Shrug. This is what I have in my notes from last year.
Good job. All right. Confusing as ever. Good job, guys.
Anyway, I didn't get that one. So yeah. The last one, I still might get this because the container store, I said that the container store will file for bankruptcy.
We have 16 days.
We have 16 days. It's still highly possible because their Bed Bath & Beyond deal went bust. So it still might happen. You know, if they don't have any buyers by the end of the year, they're going to have to file for bankruptcy. I don't know if they're going to have to file for bankruptcy now or next year. So if they don't file this year, then I'm out.
Wouldn't the best time to file for bankruptcy, especially if they're close to bankruptcy, is during the holidays?
Before.
Everybody's really off for vacation. And then they'll be like, sorry, guys, don't have to go back. So
usually. Yeah.
So listeners, once again, based on recording, we still got 16 days. So if it happens between now and then, give Ruthie a point. All right. There we go. Those are our predictions for
guys. There's nothing else during the holidays. Make sure that's on top of your mind, guys. There's nothing going on between now and the New Year's. You got nothing else going on in your life. What else are you going to do?
I'm saying for the listeners. Come on.
Yeah, exactly, listeners. We're not calling you losers. Yes, go ahead and set you a Google alert. Go set you a Google alert, guys. You got nothing else going on. No friends or family. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh, for the record, this episode will be officially released the night of Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So you probably listen to this
the night of Christmas Day.
So basically, you should be listening to this on the 26th.
So Christmas Day.
If you listen at all.
So Christmas night.
Christmas night, yeah. Not Eve. Wait, I have
to make the reel Christmas Day?
I haven't told you yet, Anna, but I'll take care of that. So don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. There you go, folks. Our predictions for 2024. Albert got the most right. Yay!
Oh, God. Take that, Albert.
See? Mostly right. Yay!
I think it's because Albert's someone who actually only thinks this through like a couple of days at least before we start recording.
I did this before my nap. Okay.
In all honesty,
I'm going to do it on the fly.
In all honesty, I just finished my predictions today for next year.
See? I'm still halfway through my list. I'm just going to piggyback the half of it through you guys.
Okay. And before we wrap up 2024, we should at least like mention some of the things that we liked in 2024. Movies, TVs, anime, music, books, blah, 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 blah. So once again, let's go with the chat order. Anna, you were first. So why don't you go give people what you liked this year? Go ahead.
I have to go first.
Yes,
you give the people what they want.
It's the new podcast recording rule. Whoever gets in the chat first.
Also, you volunteered for this.
No, I was not first. Jiang Ming was actually first.
But you asked for this. You wanted to mention some books and what do you call it? Whatever
you
did.
I did, but I mean, can we mix it up a little bit?
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, things that I liked in 2024.
Wait, how many are we doing?
Yeah, I actually don't know how to formulate this.
There's no formulation. It's just pretty much just
the prep work you guys do for this. Yeah. This is prep.
There's no top 10 list. There's nothing like that. There's no grading. Just blurt it out.
Like just fun things.
Just
okay.
Like five favorite things or something.
The things you like that highlighted 2024 in terms of media.
That you can see. Are a few of my favorite things kind of thing.
Yes.
Hey, can I volunteer the best of my favorite books of the year? Yeah. I'll be ready. Don't worry, guys. I got this.
No. I said I had a list. I'm just like, why do I have to keep going first?
Oh my God. You know what? Let's reverse it then. Whoever was last on the list, on the chat. Ruthie, you go first.
Oh, you got Uno reverse. Oh no.
God damn it.
I'm going to play Uno reverse.
You can blame Anna.
You blame me.
Anna, you were so passionate about going first if you came in first.
Okay. So, things I liked in 2024.
Listeners, background story here. Originally, I was just going to let Jia Ming blurt out his list because normally it's either usually me and Jia Ming that talk about our list for movies in the year, blah, 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 blah. So he was essentially the only person that I really talked to about this. And then Anna was all like, no, how about us? I'm like, okay, fine.
No,
everybody has to go.
And then look
what happened. There's too much plot twist. There's too much plot twist at the end of this podcast, guys.
Excuse me, sir.
Too many reveals.
I'm gonna post this conversation on social media. But said, "Wow, only Jiao Ming, you guys
figure this out."
And yeah, it's just because, like, really, you're only allowing Jiao Ming. The implication is that
you have things you want to talk about. That's a natural conclusion. I knew
Jiao Ming would have answers for this. You know, so there we go.
Things I liked in 2024.
All right, here we go.
There was that Bollywood sci-fi movie, Kalki.
Oh.
Something AD.
Yeah, something AD, right? it's on Netflix. I added to my queue, like, hey, the name of something AD. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Kalki 2898 AD, okay? So, I like the expansion of sci-fi themes in this movie. It was a Bollywood film. It starred one of my favorite Bollywood actresses, Deepika Padukone.
Girl, you said that perfectly.
Oh, I say her name a lot more than I should admit, but I do say her name a lot. But it was a really cool sci-fi. Like, I love the sci-fi sets. I love the costuming. The story, I'm not well versed in the mythology of it, but after watching the movie, I can pretty much follow it now. I am hopeful for the next part of this series. Hopefully it does happen. What's really cool was, as she was filming this, she actually she filmed this, and then, like, she announced she was pregnant. And so it was really cool because in the movie, she's like the kind of, she's pregnant and stuff, and so that's part of, like, the whole story revolves around that. So it was really cool to see that, and now she's, like, a mom. So, like, the trajectory of this movie to, like, real life has been pretty cool. But anyways,
does it end for a cliffhanger?
Yes, it does.
Side note.
It does.
It's like $28.99.
Yeah.
Is it part one or part two? It's at the end of it.
Kalki will return.
Yeah. And also, just a side note, does every Indian movie have to be 3 hours now? I looked at my ANC app. It's like another 3 hour A-list excluded thing. Like, what is this?
Oddly normal, yeah.
Can we relax?
It's very normal. They've gotten shorter, though. They have got, like, things
3 hours
longer. This is, like, shorter.
Yeah.
You know, the attention span's going lower. So, yes, they've got a little bit shorter. This one, like it was shorter. Consider, like, the ones that I used to watch where they were, like, they were going through everything. You know, there was no scene cut.
I think it's partly because India is still respectful, not respectful, but they still adore the old classic Hollywood that had really long movies. Just epic verse stuff.
Oh, you mean like the old David Lean stuff? The old big...
Like Lawrence of Olivier kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I really liked... there's a part where she walks through fire, and it was very reminiscent of, like, when Daenerys, like, was, like, walking through fire and stuff. So I thought that was, like, a really cool, like, link, even though we don't talk about that other show. But anyways, Kalki was my favorite sci-fi Bollywood film of 2024. And then moving into another movie that I was really excited about it, but I was also really apprehensive, and they did it justice, Furiosa. I know technically it was a bomb, but I one of the big, huge things I was worried about was, were they going to change the lore that they established, like, you know, after Mad Max Fury Road and the comic books and all that? They still stayed in line with what had been presented to us. So they changed a little bit. I'm not mad about it. But I really, really enjoyed the movie. Anya Taylor-Joy. I will admit, I was not happy about her casting when this was casted a while ago. But ever since then, I've become a fan, and I really did enjoy her in this movie. So the only thing that kind of I was really excited about, but I was let down, was the musical score. So Tom Hulkenberg, you did it again. You bombed it. But
you know, I think I gotta agree with you on the casting of Anya Taylor-Joy. I think she's too short compared to Charlize Theron.
That's true.
But her acting saves it. Her acting completely earns her the role. But every time I see it, I'm like, she's shorter than I expect her to be. But yeah, go on.
I didn't expect to, like, have, like, come out, like, and be like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with Tom Burke. But he was, his charisma in the movie, I was like, damn, boy. damn. So again, like Furiosa, it's a good movie. Chris Hemsworth? That's the Hemsworth guy. He is pretty good too. The other movie that I actually ended up really enjoying, I cried a lot during this, was The Wild Robot. I really liked the movie. I expected more of like a happier ending, but it ended where it ended. But I really liked it. Loved Lupita and Pedro and all that. So it was a very cute movie. Mm-hmm. Nice message and all that. But I did cry a lot.
I'm like, hoping the sequels get made. I'm hoping the sequels get made.
I think they will be. It made money.
I hope so. Okay.
It did enough money.
Yeah. And made consistent money too. It's one of those things that stayed. It did, the weekly drops weren't that much. And then so it's a surprise hit. I think they're going to move forward with it.
Yeah, they haven't
officially, they haven't officially announced it, but I think they're going to move forward.
So. Moving back a little bit, I actually went ahead and Googled how tall Charlize and Anya Taylor-Joy was. Charlize like is three, five. Wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
They're like 3 or 4 inches different, I think. I looked
two,
it up.
2 inches.
Huh?
It's only 2 inches. Really? Yeah.
Why does she look so short in the movie?
I don't know. But it's 5'10 to 5'8.
I would go 2 inches a lot.
I guess 2 inches is a lot.
That's 5'8 and 5'10.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that wouldn't be that big a difference, but it looks like that on the screen.
Maybe because she's so skinny.
It's called acting.
It's called acting. Yeah, acting shows how tall you are.
No, I'm saying Charlize Theron, she carries herself with more confidence.
Exactly. She's a better actress.
She knows how to use her height and her body language and stuff like this. Plus, what was that fighting one that the acting movie that she was in?
You know
what I'm talking about.
Whatever was it? Yes, I know what you're talking about. Atomic Blonde.
She knows how to use her height and stuff like that. She's a more physical actor and stuff like that. So that's why she appears taller.
Okay.
That's true.
And I think Anna killed on my 2-inch joke, right? You heard that, right?
No, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
No one else got it, which is like, what kind of room Thank are you. We in?
I don't know, what kind of room are we in?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Sometimes I don't want to see jokes.
This is one of our heads.
I want some sort of acknowledgement for these.
I acknowledge it. I'm here. Yeah, so the obvious other movies that I really enjoyed, Dune Part 2. I was not a fan of Austin Butler before this movie, and after the movie, I kind of get it, you know? I get it. So, fine, whatever. Monkey Man and The Substance, I've already talked enough about these movies, so that's all I'm going to say. If you haven't watched them, please watch them. On to books. Disappointing, but there was still a silver lining in this book. What could be called the final book in the series, but it isn't. There's going to be another book probably. But Crescent City 3 by Sarah J. Maas. Wow, Sarah, stop writing and just take a break right now because this book bombed so bad. But she gave us some really good backstory. There were some really good characters in there. And luckily, she didn't take the strongest character. Normally, Sarah J. Maas will have a really strong female character and then take her powers away at the end. But this time, it didn't happen. So I'm okay with that. But
is that spoilers for book readers?
Nobody reads books. Really, nobody gives a rat's ass.
They already know. I've already said it like a million times, and I'm always mad about that. But it's a well-known trope that Sarah J. Maas likes to do since she started from her first book series. So if you read one...
Unless you're going to make a TV show or a movie about it, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Which they might change. Well, you know, apparently Hulu still has the rights for her other book series, but we don't know what's going to happen with that. But that was one of my favorite, but somewhat not favorite book of 2024. And then music-wise, my favorite artist this year was, it's still Peso Pluma, but then there was another artist that came out called Floyd Menor, I think. I don't know. Anyways, his song that really blew up, reggaeton, all that stuff. It's called Gata Only, and it like blew up everywhere. It was all over like social media and stuff. It's a really good song. So like that kind of just took over. I'm still surprised it did not land as most played, but that's fine. Whatever. And then there was this artist that came out, and she kind of revamped this whole English reggaeton genre that didn't exist until she made it a thing. Zef Deliza, She actually has been making music for a while. She's really been experimental in her music, and then that obviously wasn't really hitting much. So she kind of branched off into this English reggaeton genre that she made up and pretty much became a viral sensation on TikTok with her song Alibi. And ever since then, everyone just knows her as this. And I'm like, I knew her before that. I knew her when her music was weird. And now it's English reggaeton. So she's still one of my favorite artists. She really blew up this year. So I love to see the success that she has. I want her to still tap into that experimental music that she was making beforehand. So I hope that she still continues that while still making mainstream music. So we don't know. But that is my favorite thing since 2024.
All right. Sweet. All right. I'm going next because chat order. Mine will be really quick. I'll start off with movies again. We already talk about The Substance a lot, so you know that's one of my things. So I'm gonna shout out two other movies I also mentioned but didn't talk enough about. But yeah, these two movies are actually kind of almost connected. They're about religion. It challenges your beliefs on religion and your opinion of it, as well as just human nature itself. Conclave and Heretic. Both movies are kind of similar in that sense, very religious heavy, but also challenges atheists to watch these movies and have an opinion about the stuff they're talking about. And very fascinating stuff. They're both movies that are majority is just people talking, but very engaging and must-sees as far as I'm concerned, especially if you want to get into the debate about the religion and about human nature and all that stuff. Conclave and Heretic. Oh, my theme for this list is two each. Two movies. My next topic is TV shows. I mentioned this on the show as well. Cobra Kai, still love the show. If you haven't gotten into it, get into it. Cobra Kai on Netflix. Especially if you're a fan of Karate Kid. And if you're not, it's not too late to start. And then also on Netflix, this one I recently got into a lot and I fell in love with it. The Diplomat on Netflix. Great show. I really loved it. And unfortunately, every season ends in the cliffhanger, like traditional TV, I guess. And now I'm really can't wait for season 3. The Diplomat on Netflix also. Anime, coincidentally enough, also on Netflix. Dan the Dan. Very wacky show. Very fun to watch. Episodic release on Netflix. Check it out. It's nuts. Ranma ½. Also zany. Also wacky. Also nuts. It's a remake from the 1980s property. And it's still pretty good. Still makes you laugh so much. Ranma ½ on Netflix as well. Check that out. Next one I have here is for pop music. I got to do a shout out to a band I liked for the longest time now, Megan Dia. They finally released an album after 5 years, I think, called Mosaic. And it's really solid. They are very indie, because I don't think they can afford to do a physical release of this album. So right now it's only digital. So hopefully, maybe in the future, they'll be able to afford to release a physical album. So they're very independent. But if you know me, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm a fan of Megan Dia. So got to give a shout out to their album. And it's also really good. Check it out. And very recent release, actually. That's kind of took me by surprise. Didn't expect anything out of it. Rosé, solo act from Blackpink, did a solo album release called Rosie very recently. On the strength of APT, APTA, I went ahead and checked out the album, and the album was pretty good. I'm like, this is a really solid album.
It's a really, especially APTA is like a really catchy song.
Yeah, and then the rest of the album is also really good. I'm like, oh, wow. She's got talent, you know. So it's like, and I've never been a big Blackpink fan, so whatever. But yeah, this album's really good. So for pop music, I gotta just go ahead and give a shout out for her. Something, yeah, check it out. And last but not least, hard rock, Linkin Park from Zero, actually really good album. Okay, I gotta give it to them. Machinoto gave us like classic Linkin Park. I don't want to say that it was Chester's idea to go in other directions in Linkin Park, because that's not true. But this is reminiscent to Y2K Linkin Park era. So Yeah, From Zero, pretty good. And a very new band, very new metal band, Chained Saint. Classic thrash metal, Metallica side, Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth kind of style. Blindside is the name of the album. Chained Saint, very new band, bunch of teenagers. I believe they're still in high school. And I'm going to see them next month, live. So that should be fun. Chained Saint, Blindside. And that's my list. All right. Next up, Jamek.
You guys want to hear a fun fact about Blackpink first?
Oh, go ahead.
I was watching the documentary came out a few years ago, but they made a documentary about Blackpink. And one of the writer and producer of Blackpink, guy named Petty, he was on the documentary and stuff. I was listening to him, and he's clearly like an ABC and stuff like that. So I said, wait. I looked it up at Google, Wikipedia and stuff like that. He went to Diamondback High School back in the mid-90s and stuff. Actually, I think graduated a year before me or something, 95 or something like that. Anyway, my point is his time in Diamondback Wanda, overlaps with my time in Wanda Diamondback. Because I'm like, wow, that's an interesting connection between us and Blackpink. So anyway, fun fact.
So you're saying we're related to Blackpink? Yeah.
I don't think we're taking credit for that. But the guy's clearly like his English is like 100%, ABC and stuff like that. Anyway, fun fact. There's a little small connection between us and Blackpink. So going back to the 2024, I'm talking movies first. I would consider this like a first draft because I still haven't seen a lot of movies, and a lot of movies are still going to come out. So this is the first draft of the best movies. I have two, just like Albert. But right now, the first one is Kneecap. It's an Irish movie. It takes place in Belfast. It's about a rap group. And it's the subject matter of a kneecap is it's based on my least favorite expression in American stuff. It's like the expression of, hey, I don't want to bring politics into this and stuff like that. Hey, let's not talk about politics and stuff like that. This movie it makes it very clear that everything is politics, whether we want to discuss it or not, regardless of our engagement, everything is politics and stuff like that. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's also very funny. It's also very rock and roll, very energetic. So Kneecap, if you get a chance to see it, it's wonderful. Kneecap. And the second movie I highly recommend is called, Didi, which came out earlier this year. It's a Taiwanese American movie about a 13-year-old kid growing up in Northern California in, I think, 2003, 2005 or something like that. Anyway, it's a wonderful coming of age story. It's a movie where it works on a personal level, but it also works on a very broad level. On a very broad level, it's a coming of age story. It's about a kid trying to figure out his relationship with his mom, his friends, and where he wants to go with girls and stuff like that. But it's also, it works on a very individual level because it's a movie that's very specific to 2003, 2005. It's about the first generation of kids that grew up online and how that affects how he relates to his family, his friends and stuff, girls and stuff like that. It's wonderful. So those are my two favorite movies of the year and stuff like that.
Before you move on, Kneecap, available on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix now? Really?
Apparently it is. Didi, available on Peacock.
Oh, it's on the cock. Oh, nice. But those are two wonderful, wonderful movies. If you get a chance, everybody should go watch those and stuff like that. And other movies just based on vibes. I think the most emotional movie I saw this year was the Thai movie, How to Make Millions Before Grandma Dies. That's the movie that made me cry the most. The scariest movie of the year, I would say it's Oddity. It's a British movie, horror movie and stuff. That's the scariest movie I saw this year.
That's available on Shudder, AMC.
Oh, it's so scary. That's one of those you have to see in the theater. I don't know if it was had the same effect at home, but that's some scary ass shit and stuff like that. I would say the best action movies, I would say two of them. One I just watched. It's an Indonesian movie called The Shadow Strays. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies where the Southeast Asians, the Indonesians, the Thai people, they really know how to do action movies in the sense that it's bloody, it's sweaty, it's grisly. If you like grisly action where you want to see people killed or maimed in crazy ways, watch The Shadow Strays.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's on Netflix. That's right. I said watch on Netflix. Do you see where the Twilight of the Warriors walled in? Is that anywhere?
I hear them.
That's my other favorite action movie of the year. It's martial arts. It takes place in early 90s.
That's on Prime Video.
nice. That's a really good action movie. And it's my favorite kind of story too. My favorite kind of story. It's the story of just like, No Country for Old Men. It's one of those stories where, hey, times are changing. The time you live in, it's changed. Like, what are you going to do about it? Where do you find yourself as time changes and stuff like that? Where do you find yourself in this world, in this new environment that's coming and stuff like that? You know what I mean? It's wonderful. It's a wonderful action movie. It has a lot of heart to you and stuff like that. And what else is there? The best movie that's not a movie, I can't call it a movie, is the Japanese movie Look Back. That's on Amazon Prime. I know that. But I can't call it a movie because it's only 40 minutes. It's not fair to the other movies that are like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's on Prime Video.
Yeah, that's on Prime Video. So it's a wonderful, wonderful movie. If it was longer, if it was actually a movie, I would say that's one of the top 10 movies of the year pretty easily. It's a wonderful movie and stuff like that, about art, about the sacrifices of art and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's wonderful and stuff like that. And the last thing I want to mention as far as movies and stuff like that is movies that came out regardless of release and stuff like that. I watched an old movie that came out like 20-something years ago, and I thought it was incredibly moving, incredibly powerful. The End of Evangelion, I watched in the theater and stuff like that. It's awesome. Listen, on one level, you asked me about the plot of End of Evangelion. I can't tell you what the hell happened. You know what I mean? I didn't watch the 16 episodes that preceded it to get to that point. I thought, I can't remember what the plot was. That doesn't matter, though. It really doesn't matter what the plot is. The emotion and what the creator is trying to say spoke to me in a way I was surprised by and stuff like that. It's a wonderful, wonderful emotion about the third act of a giant storytelling and stuff like that. It's like toxic relationships and stuff like that. It's about good guys not winning. And why should they win and stuff like that? You know what I mean?
But that's the whole point. It's not really a good guy versus bad guy thing either.
No. That's the point. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, I can't talk about it without spoiling what's going into it. So it's a complete podcast about the ideas and the thing that he's trying to say. Well, I think he's trying to say and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's a wonderful, wonderful conclusion to something I saw like 30 years and seeing it in a new light. It's just incredible. It's just an incredible experience.
Have you seen the remake? Not yet. The rebirths. You gotta watch them because it is essential to the whole series.
Yeah, it's a surprisingly powerful piece of work. I was like, wait, this is 30 years later. I'm like, wait. As a 47-year-old man, I was like, this is what the thing is about. This is what he's trying to say and stuff like that. As you watch more TV shows, as you experience more stories, you realize what he's trying to say at the end of this. It's incredible.
There's a reason why Evangelion still stands the test of time, because he was ahead of the time with Evangelion. Yeah. And it is still in my top three of favorite anime of all time, even though it's considered old now by kids' standards nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's still amazing.
What he's trying to say as he closes out this epic is something that people have tried to do. I can't think of anybody else tries to attempt to be so philosophical, you know, to conclude something, you know what I mean? It's wonderful. It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. End of Evangelion also available on Netflix, but I did also watch it with you as the anniversary release in theaters and still devastating to watch, like you said. Devastating to watch, especially in the big screen. Like, wow, what a movie.
Yeah. And two TV shows I want to mention as the top 10, as the best TV show. The first one is X-Men 97. Shout out to...
It contains
the single best episode, but X-Men 97 speaks... it says more about today's politics and how we engage in politics and all that stuff than any other show that I saw this year. At one point, something tragic happens, right? And Cyclops tells the president of the United States, hey man, what are you doing about this? Hey, how are you helping us and stuff like that? And the president said, hey man, it's me or the other guy. You're the best I got. You're the best you guys got. You know what I mean? Things could always be worse. And that's just one example of how it reflects today's politics. You know what I mean? Yep. And it has some of the best dialogue, some of the best lines of the year. And my second favorite TV show of the year is also animation. It's also it's Demon Slayer. The last episode of Demon Slayer is incredible. But what I admire most about this season of Demon Slayer is we're 70 episodes into this bitch, right? And all these storylines and all these characters have been introduced over these 70 episodes. Anyway, if you know this and you know that this is the storyline before the conclusion, it makes it even more wonderful. You know what I mean? Because this season of Demon Slayer, you kind of go back and re-meet or reintroduce to all the characters you met before, just saying hello, checking in, you know, giving these characters more dimension, give more emotional connection right before you enter the last act, the last battle, and stuff like that. You know? So that's why I admired the season of Demon Slayer the most. It's just part of the larger storytelling of it, of the Demon Slayer epic and stuff. It's just wonderful, wonderful storytelling.
Not only that, but it's kind of unorthodox that they're going to finish the series with three movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If nothing else happens in the next 3 years, this bitch of a president better not end the world in the next 3 years. Because I will not, I will haunt him into the afterlife if I cannot watch the next three Demon Slayer movies and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Bitch.
Well, I mean,
wow.
Well, I mean, I read the manga already, so I have that at least.
But, oh, okay, Albert.
But I do want to see UFO Table put it in motion because they're a fantastic animation team. They're probably my favorite animation team right now in anime.
Also, it's not fair because the animation, the storytelling, the production value, it's movie quality, it's cinematic quality.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Shout out to the Demon Slayer, man.
Okay. Was that it, Jamming?
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, Jamming, that does feel like a normal segment for that segment, huh, Jamming? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm professional.
Shade. And Rudy?
What are you trying to say?
Did we do Rudy? No, we haven't done Rudy yet.
What were you trying to say?
Nothing. Yeah, what are you trying to say, Albert?
Nothing. Rudy, you're next, right? Yeah.
Okay. How many of these are we doing, or is it just like
I don't know? You can just mention one movie and that's it if you want.
I actually like have several. So,
oh, really? All right, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite things of 2024. First and foremost, very very top of my list, or should I put that for last? From the bottom to the most favorite. No, I'll start with the best. Agatha All Along. Because, as soon as you mentioned favorite things of 2024, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. And I could not get enough of it. I just, slurped up every single scene, every single episode, watched it 2-3 times to make sure that I didn't miss anything. It was just so, so good. So that was definitely the top favorite things of 2024 for me. Next, very, very close next, is Yellowstone. When I tell you guys that we binged watched Yellowstone like all seasons from season one through, and we actually caught up to the last episode. Now we're waiting for tonight. I'm just waiting for Ellis to come home and we can finally watch the finale. We caught up in like 4 weeks. Like it was that good. Just kept on watching.
And then you're gonna do the spin-offs, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, we already started 1883, and it's already so good.
Oh, wow. So Yellowstone. Everybody who watches Yellowstone says it's really good, and honestly, I should jump in, but now I feel like
it's really good.
But now I feel like I'm too far behind.
But it's so well paced that you're not gonna want to stop. Like you're just gonna keep watching and watching and watching and watching, and next thing you know, it's like 5 a.m. every day because you've watched. You're like, okay, one more episode.
I can't do that because I gotta go to work, but.
The whole series takes place in Yellowstone, right? Where is it take place?
No, in Montana.
Is that much stuff happening in Montana?
I guess so. There's some.
Is that much drama in Montana? Going on. Is it like three people in Montana? What's going on there?
Come on.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like three people now. Come on there.
Apparently, those three people own like all of Montana. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next. Close third, Penguin. Penguin was so enjoyable. I really think Colin Farrell is going to get, if he doesn't get an award for this show, an Emmy for this show, I don't know who deserves it better. Because, he just disappears into that character. Like, even realize.
Was he nominated for Grammys? Not Grammys.
Golden Globes.
He just said Emmys. Oh, Golden Globes. I don't know.
Even though I don't respect the Golden Globes, so I don't know why you asked that question. But, okay, go on.
You okay, Albert?
I'm just saying, Golden Globes suck. So, yeah, go on.
Yeah, I don't really follow the award season. So, yeah. But he should get an award, at least a nomination. But no, he should win. I think he really does a great job of portraying the Penguin. And you sympathize with him, but at the same time, you know he's the villain. But then, I don't know, he gives the character so much depth that you kind of end up love hating the Penguin. Anyway,
don't you guys think it's a bit much with the whole New York Mafia thing? Not just for Colin Farrell, but everybody else in the cast. You think I tone it down a little bit?
Hey, mom.
I think
They're doing Sopranos.
I think that's what was relatable for us. Cause like, you know, like it was kind of like mafiosi. It's New York. You know, he had the,
he had the heavy Brooklyn accent. Is that really true to life? Is it really, is the accent, the mannerism that, that,
it, yeah, it's like for mafiosis. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a caricature?
I think in the 90s and like early 2000s, you could still find people who talk like that. Yeah. Like the character of Sophia, women from like Jersey, like parts of Jersey and like Long Island, you can definitely
with the hairspray and the nails and all.
Oh yeah. The nails are still a thing. The nails are still very much a thing. Yeah. Especially like Jersey. Yeah. And the accent that's all real. Like Jersey Shore accent. Yeah. That's real. So Staten Island.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, I know.
HBO is happy that they got this show because it's like they're getting flashbacks to when they had Sopranos.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and the way they like the way they shot everything, like you can kind of see parts that are like, okay, that's kind of New York. Like, are they actually?
They shot in New York.
Yeah, they shot a lot in New York, right? Like especially in like Brooklyn, yeah. I think, and some parts in Jersey City, and. What I liked about it is that, you know, Batman wasn't like ever present. It was almost like it wasn't part of the DC, but you still had that sense, of course, because it centers around the Penguin. But it was just so grounded and like more relatable. It wasn't like so superhero villain kind of comic series, and just the psychology of getting into each and every of the character, every one of the characters was amazing. Like they really fleshed out the storyline really, really well. So that's why that's like part of my top three shows that I really love this year. Next would be Chaos on Netflix. It was just such a fun show to watch. The allegories, the Greek allegories, everything, you know, Jeff Goldblum, like all the characters that they had in it. I mean, I can't wait for season two, what they're going to do with it, because it was just, it's been canceled.
Spoilers.
I was just about to ask,
did it end in a cliffhanger?
Sorry, Ruthie.
Oh, I guess it's too cerebral. I mean, it's so good. Like, you know, like if you know, if it, cause I took Greek and Latin roots in college. So like everything that they're talking about, I'm like, oh my God, I did like Odysseus and like, you know, Eurydice and everybody that came up from there. And I was like,
there's still a show called Percy Jackson. That's on the Disney Plus. You can still watch.
Yeah, I guess, but it's not chaos. It's not like modernized, like funny, comedic.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a really good take on it. I appreciated that show.
The real take of Chaos getting canceled is that every leading project that Jeff Goldblum is in is getting canceled. He's a supporting.
That's crazy.
He's a supporting guy for life, apparently, because he can't lead a show to success.
What was the show before this? Did he have one before this?
He had like a traveling show that was also canceled. He had a show on Disney Plus
that was also canceled. Right. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one?
I don't remember the names, but
it was during the Disney Plus launch. I remember this. Yeah.
But after Jurassic World, or one of those, like Jeff Goldblum. After Thor Ragnarok, everybody was like, "We gotta get more Jeff Goldblum projects out," and then all those projects kind of failed.
He's a supporting actor at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he's in Wicked.
Yeah, but he's a supporting actor in Wicked as well. See?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure I feel like he's stuck in that poor supporting
guy.
Role. Yeah, poor guy.
And like he's pretty so typecast.
Yeah,
he is. He really brings a character alive. Yeah. And he made a great Zeus. He was really funny. That's so sad.
I gotta watch his show now, even though it's canceled.
It's so good.
I love Greek mythology.
Another tangent. Saint Denis is an Apple TV show. The comedy about the nurses and stuff.
No, that's Peacock.
Is it Peacock or NBC? Is it a NBC. Network show? It's a network show.
Yeah. I usually save it on YouTube TV and just like watch back.
Oh, it is an NBC show.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a pretty funny show too. I should put that up here. Okay. piggybacking on The Substance was really good. I'm obsessed. I'm going to watch it again one of these weekends. It's so good. It's like so deep, like the meaning behind it. I was like binge watching all these YouTube videos about reviews and everything and interviews. Oh my God, everything was so good. Wicked, I haven't seen it, but I am surprisingly pleasantly like obsessed with it. And interested to watch it because I've been seeing
the marketing grabs you.
not just that, but like all like I've been watching the interviews. So I've been watching like bits of the movie where you know they're talking about the choreography, they're talking about the set design, the costume design, what Ariana Grande did to prepare for the role, for the audition itself. And like, you know, just seeing little bits and pieces of like how they sang, how they, you know, danced each number. I mean, I used to like not hate, but like I just didn't care for Ariana Grande for a really long time. And when I saw her in this role and how serious she actually took it, I have a newfound respect for her. It's still not my favorite artist, but she did the voice justice, I think, in some parts. I still need to see the whole movie though.
There's a split on this podcast. I vote thumbs down. Albert's thumbs up. I don't think Anna saw it either, right?
So hell no.
Yeah.
You were so close to watching it.
I mean, I'm gonna wait. You were so close.
Anna was so close to watching it though.
I just don't think it's a very good movie. I went back and watched a little bit of In the Heights and then also the Netflix Matilda musical from last year. Those are much better musical adaptations and stuff like that.
Yeah. I will agree with that.
I haven't seen In the Heights yet.
In terms of musicals, I will choose Matilda and In the Heights over Wicked.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yes. Because Wicked has two solid songs. Everything else are fine. Yeah. But In the Heights has a lot of solid songs. Matilda has a lot of solid songs.
Have you seen Wicked in theater?
I have not, only on YouTube.
No, in theater, it's a whole different world.
That's the whole thing, though. Like movies are better in the big screen. Yeah, and theaters are better in theaters.
And the thing is, the song is a song.
I mean, I enjoyed Hamilton on TV.
Hamilton is fantastic on TV as well, see? So, and I
but that's, a, you know, that's a stage musical that's filmed and just put it on screen and stuff like that. Right. You know what I mean?
But the songs are the songs.
They Wicked stand is a thought own. Out thing.
For example, Once was adapted into a movie, or the movie into the musical. Yeah, I thought the musical was so much better.
Yeah, but the songs are the songs. That's what I mean. Like in terms of like the songs, I like two songs from Wicked, and everything else is just fine. But I like more songs from In the Heights and Matilda. That's all.
Yeah, and they're getting a lot of press. You just mentioned they're getting a lot of press with like about this choreography and stuff like that. I looked at the choreography in Wicked. I was like, it's not even very interesting or very good. In Matilda, you have these little kids doing backflips, jumping off of tables and stuff like that.
I mean, they're doing that too. They have this thing called the tornado wheel, which like
those are
they
guys have people in their 30s doing that stuff, which is fine. And it's not shot very well. It's not shot very interesting. There's a stop and go feel to these musical numbers in Wicked that I didn't like. There's no flow. It's not shot very well and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's not. The thing with Wicked, this is not spoilers. My biggest problem with Wicked is the stage production, the production level, and then the choreography, the cinematography, all that stuff. It looks like they're trying to recreate like a Broadway stage and stuff like that. It doesn't go.
It is a musical.
I disagree.
It does not feel like a lived-in place. If you look at In the Heights, which I know it's in New York City, it's a real place versus Oz and some of that. I understand. I hear you. You disagree. I get that. It doesn't feel like a new lived-in place or organic place. I can hear you. I acknowledge it. But the thing is, I found it very artificial, very cheap. Not cheap is the wrong word, but it just doesn't feel right. I don't like that stagey feel and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel right. And the other problem is, you mentioned Ariana Grande. Cynthia Reese, they're great, they're fantastic. The biggest issue is the movies ask you to concede the fact that, hey, these are ladies in their 30s going into like a university for, you know, 18, 19 year olds. And I cannot suspend that disbelief. That's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And even for theater, like, I mean, Kristen Chenoweth.
That's my point though. the suspension of disbelief in a Broadway show is different than the suspension of disbelief in a movie and stuff like that. In a Broadway thing, you can have two actors playing different roles and stuff like that. You can have the kids from Hamilton in his 20s playing like a teenager. That's a different suspension
of disbelief. But I mean, it's nearly impossible to find a voice as mature as what's needed for the voice of Glinda and for Elphaba to be played by high schoolers, right?
Okay. I just mentioned Matilda, though.
There's been a lot of talk a week in this podcast, surprisingly. But
But to be clear, I like what I'm seeing so far. Yeah. Not that I like the movie or am obsessed with the movie yet.
Okay, how about this? I told Anna, who was very almost curious to watch it, not to watch it because she does not like musicals. But Ruti, you like musicals. I recommend you watch it.
Yeah, but for example, I loved Rent the Musical. I did not like the movie.
Oh. No, I think you'd like Wicked. A lot of people, Wicked fleshes out the play.
Everyone's obsessed with Wicked right now.
Oh, yeah, part one, part two, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
The Wicked, the movie, fleshes out the musical, because as I saw on YouTube, it moves pretty fast on the stage show. And not only that, but because the second part of Wicked doesn't have as strong songs as the first half, they're actually creating new songs for the second half to fix that problem. So even stage fans will have something new to watch next year. So I would recommend you watch it, Ruthie. I recommend you watch it.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a chance. And then I'll also watch In the Heights. Okay. And I'll let you know what I think, Chummy.
Yeah, and watch Matilda. Have you seen Matilda?
I have a lot of
thoughts about In the Heights. Matilda. I'll wait for you to watch it.
Matilda, okay. Netflix. Matilda on Netflix.
Until then. Okay.
Yeah, of the three, Matilda's clearly the better of all three of these. Matilda is pretty awesome.
I agree. Matilda's completely underrated. People need to talk more about Matilda.
I think a little kid's like launched in the air, like 15 feet in the air and stuff like that, backflips off lunch tables and stuff like that. Matilda, wow.
I mean, they were doing that too in Wicked.
Okay, let's compare those.
Anyway.
But make sure Matilda is the current one, not the newest one, not the one from the 90s.
Yeah, not the old one.
Yeah, if you see Danny DeVito, you've gone too far. You've gone too far back.
We're like the lady with the mustache.
Okay, are we going to end our 2024 podcast in Wicked?
No. Oh, no, right, here we go. No, I have three more. Okay, just to keep it movie or show related, Shogun. Obsessed with Shogun. Shogun was so good. I think they won a bunch of awards, right?
They won everything that they get nominated.
They're definitely going to win. No matter what, they're going to win.
Yeah, hands down, one of the best shows on TV right now. Songs, I'm so sick of hearing, I'm sick of hearing, Sabrina Carpenter on the radio, but when I heard Chappelle Roan's Pink Pony Club, like that really kind of caught, not necessarily because of any lyrics or anything, just like the sound of the song itself was pretty catchy. Mm-hmm. It sounded fresh. It sounded nostalgic, but new at the same time. It wasn't cheesy. I liked the tone of her voice. Just everything around that song, like as soon as I heard it, I had to search. I never look up songs on my phone, and I had to look up what was the song, who was singing it. And currently obsessed
major
with her.
Major eye roll.
Really?
You know Chappelle Roan?
Oh, I have a lot of thoughts.
I finally listened to her album. It's actually pretty good.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I like the music. I do like the music. I will say
the
that.
Music. Yeah, the music. The music and her voice. I liked
the persona. But I think it's going to be a new persona next year.
So basically, it's like she's like the new Lady Gaga in a sense, you're saying.
No.
See, that's why I don't like seeing the singer sometimes.
I would never put her with Lady Gaga because Lady Gaga. I'm not the biggest Lady Gaga fan, but that's an insult to Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very much art before the artist kind of situation. So I only really care about the songs. So yeah.
Same. Yeah.
So same thing with Sabrina Carpenter. I actually listened to her
album. Except when it comes to Backstreet Boys. We're not
gonna
get into that.
I also listened to Sabrina Carpenter's album. It's actually also really good, So it's like,
oh yeah, I'm good. I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah. So there we go.
One very, very last. YouTube. Kara and Nate, still my favorite YouTubers. This is, I think, their best year yet of the videos that they've put out this year. I just saw their last video, 2 days from 2 days ago, where they went to a polar bear camp in like up north, like by the top, like in the Arctic Circle by the Hudson River. Really like amazing videos, that they shot this year. They did a whole bunch of, they don't really stick to one thing that they do. They do travel videos. They do airplane videos. They do train travel. They do adventure. Like they went gorilla hunting in, not hunting, but they went gorilla watching in Rwanda. And then polar bear watching, was their video this weekend. So they have like a huge variety of videos, and I don't know, I just really like their videos. They keep it light, they keep it fun, the things that they show really enjoyable. So yep, I think I'm gonna end it there as my favorite things of 2024.
All right, there we go folks, 2024, thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, KIAMINGLOU.
Music is...
You can...
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Wow.
2024, yay! It had to happen. It had to happen.
3 years in a row.
It had to happen.
Oh, good lord!
You think it was a bit, right?
No, it was a bit, right?
On behalf of our bloodline, Anna, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I deserve it. I deserve it. You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found at whowhatwhereswhy.com. All right, folks, that's a wrap for 2024. We hope you have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that stuff. And we shall see you all in 2025. This was episode 831 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, until next year, this podcast has been a Who It Worst Why production. I'm going to let the dog out real quick, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ooh, let the dog out.
Woof. Well, Albert, obviously. He literally said. And also, a little inside baseball. I took 2 pisses during that podcast, so I'm good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I'm mute, guys. Right. It's called being a professional, guys. You guys try to look it up, guys. Try some of that.
Try some of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Will do.
Okay then. Good night, y'all. Bye.
Later.
Okay. Good night.
Merry Christmas. All that
bye.
Stuff.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, did you guys get that meme I said on Instagram?
What? I haven't been on Instagram.
For Feliz Navidad.
For Leaf?
Oh, for Leaf.
Like,
didn't
for
I say
Leaf?
That to you?
Did you send it to me?
Oh my God.
I thought I sent it to you. Yeah, it was like a house with a for lease, and somebody put down Navidad. For Leaf, Navidad.
You guys.
Okay, all right.
I can't.
Okay. Good night. Bye.
Good night.